We're still on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis 35b, and let's review the beginning of Sugya 35. The central issue is, what is the source to exempt women from the following law, negative transgressions? They're obliged in all except for three: cutting the peos, shaving the corners of the beard, and becoming tamei meis if she is a kohen. What's the sources for that? And that's the first point, reviews that Mishnah that says that. So the second point was, the question is, we know the source, they are exempt from the law of Tumah, because it says, the commandment to the Kohanim B'nei Aharon, to exclude not the daughters of Aharon. That we know. We know that they are not included in the prohibition of being Tumah, because it says, speak to the sons of Aharon, not the daughters. But what's the source? They are exempt from cutting the peos and shaving. What's the source for those two? The answer is, the Torah gives us both prohibitions in one pasuk. Do not round the corner of your heads, and do not destroy the corner of your beards. Whoever is commanded about the beard is commanded about the peis. Compares the two together, peis and beard. And since women are not forbidden to shave, they're not forbidden to cut peos. So we know they're not, they don't have to, there's no prohibition of them shaving, so there's no prohibition of them cutting off their peis. But then the question is, what's the source they're exempt from shaving? How do they know they're shaving? So we said there's one is a logical answer and one is a pasuk answer. Answer one, reasoning teaches us, for women have no beards. That was the reason. The second answer, we learn from, do not round the corner of your heads and do not destroy the corner of your beard in the singular. Now really, I should have fixed that up upstairs here as well. Over here it should say beard, not beards. Beard. Why did it go from plural to singular? It uses the singular form for beard to teach that shaving does not apply to all. Your beard and not women's beards. So it comes out, we now learn that women are excluded from the provision of shaving their beards because it says do not destroy your corner of your beard. Your beard and not women's beards. And when the same pasuk compares, it says, don't round the corner of your heads. So whoever is not in the second prohibition of destroying the corner of your beard is not in the prohibition of rounding off the corner of your heads. And that excludes women from that. And those are the sources. And the Mishnah, therefore, now has the sources why women are not obliged to these three mitzvahs. All that's really happening now for the balance of this sugya is there's a brisa that seems to argue with the Mishnah. That's to make the issue simple. The Mishnah says that women are not in the prohibition of shaving off their beards, while a brisa we're going to read is saying they are. So that's the problem. How do we deal with that? And that's the question, point seven, question on the Mishnah from a brisa. The beard of a woman, or of a seris, one who does not develop like a normal male, it is considered like a beard in all respects. So if the bride says, consider like a beard in all respects, what do you mean in all respects? Well, in every respect, including the respect, is you're not allowed to destroy your beard. So it seems that women are obliged in the prohibition of not destroying their beard. Alright? Now, so the suggestion is, well, obviously, this is the conclusion of the question, it's like a beard regarding the iser to shave. And therefore they can't shave. And that would include women that if they cut it, they'd be in the prohibition. Not like our Mishnah. That's the problem. So now, the way Abaye wants to reject this, it's very interesting, and it's very, a little bit difficult to understand. All Abaye really is doing now is giving us a different source for why women are prohibited. Let's say a stronger source. All right? And if it's a stronger source, then that means this Mishnah, the brisa just cannot be true. So that's really what he's doing. He's bringing a stronger source, which ultimately, you know, there's going to be questions on it, but it really doesn't answer the question of the brisa. He just gives a stronger source that women are prohibited to emphasize the fact, well, don't think that the Mishnah is wrong. The Mishnah is absolutely right. And then when we get through with that today, the Gemara's going to say, yeah, but you didn't still answer the question from the brisa. That's the flow that's going to happen now. So Abaye, you know, all Abaye seems to be doing is giving us a stronger source that women are not in the prohibition of shaving. And that's going to be from point 9 all the way down to to 19. So all we're going to be going back and forth here is that Abaye has another source why women are exempt from the prohibition of shaving, which more is going to question his source and go back and forth, and then ultimately his answer will hold. His answer will hold. But then the Gemara is going to say, okay, great, so now you really have a good solid source. But still, the Braisa is different than the Mishnah, and then we'll have to answer the Braisa. That's really all that's happening today. That's sometimes you got to know what the whole road you're traveling is. So the next give and take, I don't know, next 10, 15, 20 minutes, is just Abaye says, listen, women are not in the prohibition of shaving. I don't care what the Braisa says. You know, it's not like the Mishnah doesn't have solid support to what's going on. And I'm going to give you even a more solid one. And he says the Gzeirah Shavah. Gzeirah Shavah uses a similar word in one part of the Torah and a similar word in the other part of the Torah. So it applies by one, applies by the other. What's the similar word? The word is Pa'as. Pa'as means the corner of. And it's point nine. This cannot be. We learn a Gzeirah Shavah, Pa'as, Pa'as. From the Isra of Kohanim to shave. There's, the Torah has a general prohibition of men Yisraelim to shave. And then there's a specific prohibition against Kohanim to shave their beards. Alright? And just like it says, remember it says, thus you shall say to the sons of Aaron. Just you shall say to the sons of Aaron. Sons and not daughters. And what does it say? They shouldn't become Tamei. And then the next one is, don't cut off your payas. So that's to the sons and not to the daughters. So you see that by Kohanim's women, they don't have the prohibition. And just like it says Pa'as by Kohanim women, it says Pa'as by regular shaving, not Kohanim. It's going to exclude women as well. So just look at nine. We learn a Gzeirah Shavah Pa'as Pa'as from the Isra of Kohanim to shave. Just like that Isra does not apply to women, that women Kohanim do not have the prohibition of shaving their payas, because it says, B'nei Aaron, the sons of Aaron and not the daughters. Also the Isra of Yisraelim, regular Jews, where it says, they shall not cut the Pa'as of their payas to shave, does not apply to women as well. So it's a very strong Gzeirah Shavah. So now, he says, well, wait a minute, what do we need the Gzeirah Shavah for? You know, it seems things are a little bit different. That was the last question we were holding on. So let's go back now and go get to the question on that. One second. Let's take it back. Okay, so we're about in the middle of the page. Right about the middle of the page. The E sphere alone. Now, let us just remember what Abaye is actually saying. And let's take a look in the Pasuk. Let's see if I got the right Pasuk here. No. Okay, where's that Pasuk by Emor? Okay, let's see if I can. Emor is Vayikra. I don't know, about 22. Let's try about 22. Nope. Let's try 21. Yeah, 21. It's off one chapter. Again, let's get this clear. The beginning of Parshas Emor. It says, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Mor Kohanim, B'nei Aharon, speak to the Kohanim, the sons of Aaron. So that is telling us only applies to men, not to women. Okay, what are we going to talk to them about? First thing, V'marta Lehem L'nefesh L'itamo, do not become Tomei to anybody. So that applies to men, does not apply to women. That's clear, everybody agrees to that. That idea of Tumah goes on in Pasuk Beis, Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk Dal, all talking about who you can and cannot become Tomei. Now, the next idea to the Kohanim is, lo yikrechu korcha, you shall not make any part of your head bald. That's a separate lav. And now, upa'as zekonam lo yigalechu, you shall not shave off the corner of their beard. Well, Abaye in his answer, who's suggesting that clause, of Upa'asakonam lo yigalechu. He's saying Yishayan Hashem the Kohen Brits is also only talking about men and not talking about women. Right? And therefore it means that this word earlier of speak to the Bnei Aaron that excludes women, right? That is going on not just on the very next line, don't become tummy, it's going all the way on Pasuk Hey that you shouldn't cut off your payas. Now, you know, you could say maybe it doesn't go that far. Maybe it only goes to the very first prohibition, maybe not for later prohibitions. But Abaye is saying, no. Abaye is saying the only way we have a Xerah Shavah is that the exclusion of the daughters of Aaron in Pasuk Aleph goes all the way down to Pasuk Hey and we exclude them. So now, and therefore, since we exclude them, now we have a Xerah Shavah. Just like it says, the Pa'as over here is no provision for women. So too, when we, by the Jews, regular Jews, where it says the Pa'as should not be shaved, it's also not applied. So now the Gemara is going to ask, wait a minute, why would you need to say all this? Why do you need this Xerah Shavah? It doesn't make sense that you need this Xerah Shavah. The comparison of the words. The East Viralan. But if we hold as assumed by Abaye. Well, let's agree with you for a minute. The Chikas of Bnei Aaron. When it says the words Bnei Aaron in the beginning of Parshas Emor, Akula Yinyan Aksiv, it's going on everything. It's going on everything, including women. Let's say that. Well, once you have that, my friend, we don't need a Xerah Shavah of Pa'as Pa'as. We don't need it. Why? Because Nishta Kromine, the Torah should be silent from saying Xerah Shavah, and we'll learn it from something else. Now obviously, the Xerah Shavah is there, but maybe it's going to tell us something else. In other words, if you're saying Xerah Shavah, remember, is something Halacha L'Moshe Misina, that's all the way back from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, it says Pa'as here, it says Pa'as there. It means to compare, there's no beard problems by women Kohen, no beard problems by regular women. You're going to say that? We needed a Sinai tradition for that? Wait a minute. Once you tell me that we know that women Kohanim have no problem with shaving, I don't need Xerah Shavah. Why? Betesi Begav HaChomer, I have an A fortiori argument. I wouldn't need Xerah Shavah for Abaye. Va'anamina, why can't we say like this? Why don't we say like this? Uma Kohanim. What do we know about Kohanim? Shereba v'hema kosev mitzvah. The Torah gave them many more mitzvahs than regular Jews. We have many more stringencies. They can't marry a divorcee. They can't become tamei. We give them lots of strictnesses. And yet, and according to you now, Bnei Aaron and Obadosan, only the sons have the prohibitions and not the daughters. So a group of people who we're stricter with, and yet we're still lenient with the women there. So Yisrael by regular Jews that were not as strict by Kohanim, Lo Kol Shekein, all the more so that I would know obviously the woman doesn't have to worry about cutting her payas. So what do you need a Xerah Shavah for? Why do you need to say from Moshe's time it said pass here, it said pass there, just like Kohanic women don't have a problem. Regular women, what do you need a Xerah Shavah for? Does that make sense? If you're maintaining that the fifth pasuk that says they shouldn't cut their beards is only to men and not to women, and women are already excluded, I don't need a Xerah Shavah. Just say a Kal V'Chomer. If Kohanic women don't have to worry about shaving their beards, where we're usually much stricter by Kohanim, so by Yisrael that we're not so strict, then obviously I know that a woman doesn't have a problem with shaving. So then that should be the teaching. That's the question on Abaye. So what do you need Xerah Shavah for? So he's going to answer, you need it still. Why? Now this is the new stuff now. So Abaye's going, no, I still need my Xerah Shavah. I still need to say pass here and pass over there, even though you said a couple of times. Why? He loved Xerah Shavah. If it wasn't for the fact that there is a Xerah Shavah that says pass over here by Kohanim and pass over there by Yisraelim, I could have made a mistake. And what would have been the mistake? Hava Amina, I would have thought, Hefseke Inyan, there was a break in the topic. When it said, speak to the sons of Aaron, sons and not daughters. Next thing says, Tuma, you can't become Tame. Then the next topic is, don't cut your payas. Well, maybe there's a break. We say, you know, it applies to men and not women only by Tuma. But not by cutting your beards. Cutting your beards is known as in men and women, because there's already a number of psukim after the fact that it said Bnei Aaron. Look what the notes say. I would have thought that scripture permanently interrupted the matter specific to male Kohanim by presenting a law that applies equally to Kohanic women. I would have thought that already by Pasuk Hey, that something applies to women as well. Therefore, the Xerah Shavas needed to indicate, no, that the exemption of women from the Kohanic prohibition against shaving extends to the general prohibition. In other words, without knowing this Xerah Shavah, I think that maybe even female women couldn't shave their beards. I think there's a break already. Let's take a look at the notes. It explains this a little more elaborately. The scriptural section in question, I just showed it to you, details laws pertaining to Kohanim. The prohibition against contact with corpses, save in the case of close relatives, that's verse 1. The prohibition against making bald spots, shaving the beard, and lacerating one's skin in mourning is verse 5, an additional laws. Now, the exclusionary expression, the sons of Aaron, is stated only in verse 1. And before the Torah states the prohibition against shaving the beard in 5, the Torah states other laws, such as the positive commandment to bury close relatives, etc. Since this positive commandment does indeed apply to Kohanic women as well, Kohanic women have to become tameh to close relatives, I would think that the rest of the section 2 is no longer addressed specifically to male Kohanim. I would have thought that the rest isn't applied to women anymore. In other words, Pasuk Aleph says to men and not to women, you can't become tameh, women can. But look at Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Gimel says there are certain relatives a Kohen has to be tameh to, a mother, a father, and that would apply to women Kohanim as well. So I think maybe there's a break. So now, if I don't have the Xerah Shavah, I think that's it. That women are the same like men from now on. And if they can't, men can't shave their beards Kohanim, women can't shave their beards Kohanim. So therefore, we need the Xerah Shavah that says no, that it still applies, that the prohibition, the exclusion to women still applies, and that's what the Xerah Shavah is doing to me. So I would have thought, without the Xerah Shavah, that there's no more differences between men and women, specifically by shaving. So therefore, I need that. So that's a bias answer. The Gemara says, what do you need a Xerah Shavah? We know a Kal V'Chomer. So I don't have a Xerah Shavah, I won't have a Kal V'Chomer either. The Xerah Shavah is telling me how to learn Pasuk Hey. Pasuk Hey says, you know, you can't shave your beards. Well, I don't know, does that exclude women or not? Well, we excluded them in Pasuk Aleph, yeah, but we included them in Pasuk Gimel. How are we going to exclude them in Pasuk Hey? Well, the Xerah Shavah is working specifically to tell us, okay, they must be Pasuk Hey, they were excluded already. If I don't have the Xerah Shavah, I'd assume that women were not excluded in Pasuk Hey. A Kohanic woman would have a problem with beards. So the Xerah Shavah tells me how to learn Pasuk Hey. Pasuk Hey has to be learned that women are still excluded in that area, and therefore we compare it to others as well, and Xerah Shavah holds. That's Abaye's answer. So he says, ah, very good teaching why women have no problem of shaving their beards, even if they're Yisrael. Which Gemara is still not happy. Gemara is still going to ask a question back. He said, well, yes, hashta nami. Nami hefsegenu. But we could also say that maybe it's interrupted, and maybe we have a whole different Xerah Shavah completely. I mean, you're saying, well, listen, we have a Xerah Shavah. It says pa'as pa'as. It's got to teach us something. So I'm suggesting it teaches us, just like women, Kohanim, don't have a problem shaving their beards. So regular women don't have a problem shaving their beards. That's Xerah Shavah. And that Xerah Shavah now tells me that in Pasuk Hey, the women were still excluded. Gemara says, wait a minute. I can come up with a different Xerah Shavah totally. I can use Pa'as Pa'as to teach me something else. And maybe the law is not like you at all. Maybe women can't shave. Even Kohanic women can't have a prohibition. I can use Xerah Shavah for something else. You're insisting on using the Xerah Shavah to tell me that women are not in the problem of shaving. Just because it says pa'as here, says pa'as there. I can use pa'as, pa'as to teach me a different Xerah Shavah. Maybe Taka. By the time you get the Pasuk Hey, women are the same like Kohanim. The women are the same, and women have the same problem of shaving. Oh, but there's the Xerah Shavah pa'as to pa'as. What's that teaching us? I'll tell you, it's going to teach us something else. V'imi shum Xerah Shavah, he's saying, we have to use Xerah Shavah. I'll make up a different Xerah Shavah. See, we know traditionally there was a connection between these two words, but what's it teaching us? That's a matter of debate. Maybe Miboyole, we needed to teach us the following, Likid Etanya. There's a Brisa that teaches us and uses this Xerah Shavah for something altogether different. Now, this Brisa is going to tell us exactly what kind of cutting of the payas is prohibited. There's a lot of ways of removing the payas from your from your face. It's a lot of ways. But which way is it specifically? Torah says, Lo yigalechu. When it talks about the shave, it says, Kohanim shall not yigalech, shave. You can't shave the corner of your beards. This is one of the verses that applies to by the Kohanim. By the Kohanim, in Pasuk Hey, it says, the corner of your beards, lo yigalechu, you shall not shave. Now, what would I think shaving means? Could mean a lot of things. Yachal, I could think, gilchu b'misparayim, that even if you shave with a scissors, if you take a scissors and cut, yechayim. Okay? And for that, you get lashes. Don't forget, it's a negative prohibition. So I would think, now, scissors is not exactly what I would call the most efficient way of cutting the pace, right? You got a beard over here, right? Scissors is not so...
It's not right down to the skin.
Right. But I would think, it says don't shave, so shave might be scissors. So now let's go to the other pasuk, by Yisraelim, Talmud Lomar. However, the Torah teaches us, in the other section by Yisraelim, it doesn't say the word shave. It says, lo tashkus, don't destroy. So by Kohanim's beards, it says don't shave. By Yisrael's beards, it says don't destroy. Well, what would I think destroy means? Yachol. So it says don't destroy. So scissors doesn't destroy. Scissors doesn't destroy. It can't be scissors. But wait a minute. So what would destroy mean? Yachol, I would think, lachtu b'mikle b'hitni yechav. I think destroying only means if you use different types of planes, a plane, P-L-A-N-E, which is a very, it's the smooth part of a sword's sheath.
Like right? A razor, right?
Like, no, much more than a razor. Much more than a razor.
I have a picture.
Totally destructive. Totally, it'll maybe destruct your cheek too. Okay? Like a really severe method.
Use it on wood.
Right. Talmud Lomar. So no, that can't be, because it says, lo yigalechu, don't shave. This is more than shaving. So I don't get it. You can't destroy, you can't shave. So what is it? It's not a scissors and it's not a plane. So what is it? Okay, so what has both conditions? It doesn't destroy, but it's still considered not shaving. It has to be something that's a destructive shaving. So what's that? What is that? What is? How do you have giluach, hair cutting, shaving? Sheish b'hashchas, it has destruction. Because there's two verses there. Heviyomer, I'd say, said ta'ar, that's a razor. That's how we know the prohibition is a razor. You don't have to destroy it totally like a plane. And a scissors isn't enough. So therefore, we have the gzeira shava now. I'll show what you use Xer Shava for. It says, do not destroy the pa'as. Do not shave the pa'as. Now we've merged the two psukim with Xer Shava. Say it's got to be a shaving that is a destruction. So what's shaving and destruction together? Razor. So it's, look, I've used Xer Shava for something altogether. It has nothing to do with women. So now let's think women are in the prohibition. Your old Xer Shava can be used, and Taka, that's how the Brisa uses it. We learn that the Gzeirah Shavah is used to say the only way you're chayev is if you use a razor. So what has to do with women? To which Abai answered, no. If that was the only thing, then the wording should be a little bit differently. Why? Imkein, if it only came to teach me the razor concept, Imkein, Nichtav Kra, it should say, the pasuk should say, S, it should say, Shebiz Konecha. It should say that of your beard. It doesn't have to say your corner at all. It says you shall not destroy that of your beard. Look at note 28. If the Torah meant only to indicate what type of destruction is prohibited, if you only talk about what kind of destruction, this could have been accomplished without resorting to the Xavier Shava detailed above. Rather, the Torah could have omitted the second appearance of the word pa'as. You don't need the word corner. In the section dealing with the Jews in general, and written simply, you shall not round the corner of your head, and you shall not destroy that of your beard. Why do you have to say corner? Just say that of your beard. It would have been evident from the context that that of your beard means the corner of your beard, since the beginning of the verse says you shall not round the corner of your beard. It starts with the corner of your beard. The end should also be the corner of your beard. And since that of your beard would have been equivalent to the corner of your beard, we'd still be able to use Xavier Shavuot to derive the additional condition of shaving. Okay, so why do you have to add the word pass? So you're right, we know the fact razor we learn from one plus the other. But what do you have to say pass for? Must be that extra word pass. My pass, sekanecha. What's the second word pass, sekanecha? Tell me, Shema Mina, to teach us both laws. We learn razor from the two psukim, and the next word pa'as tells us also about women as well. As well the same thing. And that's how Abaye concludes. He says, my Xavier Shavuot is good. We can have two teachings from here. One about razor, but that extra word pa'as says that just like a woman, Kohen, is not, she's excluded, so the Yisrael woman is excluded. And that's my teaching, and we have lock solid that women are excluded from that. Wait, so to which the Gemara is going to say, yeah, but what about the Brisa? Now we come back to the Brisa. So Shkoyach, okay, but the Brisa says not like that. So that we have to deal with. Yeah, Tony.
So in general, I think the Gemara is usually dealing with what's normally the case. You know, there's many cases where we talk about, I'm just generalizing, we talk about what's normally the case, and certain situations are not normally the case, so therefore we don't look at that. So why are we dealing at such length in a situation where probably women never even contemplated shaving? Like, I mean, how many women would even think of shaving? I mean, and, you know.
Oh, thank God your wife doesn't have a beard.
I mean, it's not. It's,
if she did, boy, you'd know about it, right? No.
I mean, we're going at length to decide whether they're permitted or not permitted. They're probably never even interested.
Do you think a woman? There's not one woman in the world never had a beard.
Well, there might be one.
First of all, many women have certain facial hair.
Yeah.
And the question is, could they take a razor and just shave it?
Okay, so we're talking about for those few women.
That's not so, first of all, my friend, it's not so few. If it was, then why would those women, what do they call the women who they take off the hair, what do they call them?
Estheticians.
But there's a specific word for it. There's a specific thing they do. I know it's an esthetician, but there's a special process to remove the hair. I forgot what it's called. You know, waxing or this. Why is that a multi-million dollar business if women don't have beards, Tony?
Because I guess it's more common than you think.
And even if it wasn't common, last night's Parsha class explains that as well. That God, this is part of the oral law. God figures any possible scenario. Don't think there's anything in your life, no matter how remote it seems, that God's not interested in. So that's how we have. So right now we're at the point that Abaye is saying, I have a very strong teaching that women are excluded from shaving their beards. You know, you had it before from, well, just like this, just like that, from one of to another. But here it's Mamish Xavier Shavuot. That's a very strong teaching. It's more Sishkayach. But Velo Hadetani, but let's go back to our problem. Let's go back to the Brisa. That's how we started off our problem. It says, Zakan Ha'isha, the beard of a woman, Vahasaris, and that of a man who's normal, can't have children, Shehelu say that grew hair, Harein Kizak and Chaldiram, that's considered like a beard for all things. So how did you deal with that question? You still haven't answered the question. So that's what we're coming back to. So okay, you have, let's say, a stronger teaching. Fine, you have a stronger teaching. But still, okay, I agree. The Mishnah is correct. Women are excluded. Fine. We're not going to debate it anymore. But the Brisa says that a woman's beard is like a beard for everything in Halacha. L'chol diram. So if it's for everything, it's got to be something. L'mai hilcha. So for what legal consequence can it mean if not for shaving the beard? That seems to be the only possibility. To which the Gemara now is going to give you two answers. The fact that it says a woman's beard is like a beard, not regarding shaving, but in terms of other halachic issues. Like what? Well, there's other things, times you can't shave. Let's start with the first example. Omar Marzut, Rabbi Rooster says, here is a halacha that could apply to women's beards, but not regarding regular shaving. L'tumas nagoyim, regarding the tumah of tzara'as. Now, what do we know about tzara'as? Tzara'as is one of the conditions, a skin condition where the skin has been discolored. Right? If it has certain symptoms, it is discolored. Now, let's pick it up in the middle over here. Let's look where we have when. See the sixth line? When the disease spot is on an exposed portion of the skin, the presence of white hair is an indication of tzara'as. Okay, so for the coin to know, it's not every skin discoloration is tzara'as. But if there's white hair where the discoloration is, that means there's tzara'as. When the disease spot is on the skin covered by the hair or beard, all right, the presence of golden, not white hair, indicates tzara'as. Okay, let's say you have a part now where normal hair or beard. Let's say you got a beard. And now you got this discoloration. So now golden, okay, golden hair indicates tzara'as. So now, the Bryce informs us that in regard to tzara'as, a woman's beard is considered a beard, and the affliction is treated according to the laws of a beard affliction, not the laws governing the affliction of ordinary skin. In other words, when you have tzara'as on regular skin, then we look for a certain type of hair. When it's on a bearded area, we're looking for a different kind of skin, a different type of color hair. So we're saying that, okay, tzara'as by a beard has a certain halacha, by not beard has a certain halacha. So a woman's beard is like a regular beard for halacha. What halacha? The halacha of tzara'as. That's what it means. But not the halacha of her not being allowed to shave a beard. In other words, there's specific halachas to tzara'as on a beard. So we're saying if a woman has a beard, it's considered a beard in halacha. For what halacha? Not for the halacha of shaving off, but for the halacha of tzara'as, where this unique halacha is a tzara'as on a beard. That would seem to be the braisa. That's what the braisa say. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? I don't need a braisa to tell me that. I don't need a braisa to tell me that. It's an express pasuk in the Torah that tells us that. Tumas Nagoyim Behetik Siv, it says specifically by tzara'as that women are just like men in all aspects. What do I need to write? Tell me that. Because it says, Ve'isho isha kiebo nega tzara'as nega barosh obisaken. It's a man or woman has tzara'as in their head and on their beard. It says man and woman and their beard. I don't need a braisa to tell me their beard has the same halacha. I have a pasuk that tells me that. So we're still looking to find, where is this braisa dealing with in terms of beards? So we'll have to stop over here and come up with the answer tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.